really came out in the opening songs that we sang, that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that we can praise him and glorify his name in our worship. I'm going to read to you from Hebrews chapter 13, just some of the verses in this opening part of Hebrews 13, and then we're going to explore together in different ways the themes that are coming out of here. So this is right at the end of the book of Hebrews, and it says, "Keep on loving each other and do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some people may have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those in prison as if you were their fellow prisoners, and those who are mistreated as if yourselves were suffering. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, 'Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.' So we say with confidence, 'The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid.' What can people do to me? Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ," here's these words again, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." You know, the context of that passage in that book is talking about the supremacy of Christ. What does that mean? It means that Jesus is the biggest, the best of everything that we could ever want to know. And that's who we worship. And the focus in this particular part of the passage, it brings out some practical guidelines for people to live by. It says, do this and don't do that, and do these things well, and worship God in these ways. Follow the example of others around you. So that's really a really valuable part of the Bible that we can look at together. James, if you put that next PowerPoint slide up, I'm not expecting you to be able to read all of the words on here, by the way, just to reassure you. Those of you at our church meeting earlier on in the year will have seen this in a bit of a slightly different format. And the three important words that are on there of belonging, I forgot what the first one was then, belonging, growing, and serving. They're the words that when we have been talking together as church over the last little while, that we identified as the things that we want to be our core values, the things that are fundamental to who we are, the things that we want to show to other people. And I want us to talk about those together this morning, bearing in mind what we've already said about Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Because I believe that there are some things that are coming out of these words for us as church that God wants to challenge us with as well as encourage us with. And we're going to begin to focus on those together, each one at a time. We're working on new posters and leaflets and a revamp of our church website to include all of these things as well. We need to do that because we've gone from two ministers to one minister. Oh, by the way, I was supposed to say this during the notices. This is a good reminder, isn't it? Next Sunday, Keith and Jill Judson will be with us. If you haven't signed their farewell card already, then Keith Pawley over here, who talked to us about hope and kindness, has that card with him. And it's on the table at the back, I'm being prompted. So please sign a message in there for Keith as he comes to the end of his ministry with us. We are, for those who want to contribute towards it, doing a love gift offering to a collection for Keith and Jill as well. If you want to contribute towards that, if you see Keith, I would point you towards Rose, our treasurer, but she's at home recovering from knee replacement surgery. So see Keith instead, and he'll pass that on to Rose and bring that all together. We're going to have coffee and cakes after the service, as well as coffee before next Sunday. So that we've got that time to thank Keith for all that his ministry has given to us here. So we're working on those new leaflets and everything else. But listen, this can't just be something that we write down on a piece of paper, or we humour the minister for a little while on a Sunday morning while he goes on about them from the front. These are words that we need to hold, that we need to live out, that we need to be at the core of everything that we are as church in our lives individually, and bringing all that together as God's people. So we need to understand them, don't we? So let's think about this word belonging. James, if you flick to the next slide, I'm going to talk about some of the words on there in a moment. But first of all, I want you to tell me some of the things that you belong to. What does the word belonging mean for you? Not just necessarily in church terms, but the kinds of things you belong to, groups, clubs, things like that, activities that you do. What do you belong to? Hello? The what? Noah knows that I really love the kazoo, and I really love hearing about the orchestra, and I really love it when you bring that to worship, youth worship project. Don't bring it next Sunday. Yeah. So orchestra, you brought it for him. It's your fault. Yeah. So orchestras, let's just broaden that out slightly. But why do you belong to an orchestra? Why? Why do you bother? I don't mean it's about your playing your instrument, because I know you're fantastic, but is the orchestra any good? So it's worth belonging to? Is it something that you value? Yeah? Enjoy and all of that kind of thing. Right, okay. So you do your best to contribute well when you're there. Is that right? See where this is going. Great. Okay, other things you belong to? Basketball team. Do you? Well, you've got an unfair advantage, haven't you? Yeah, you like the hoop is nearer to you than most people. Right. Actually, I'm going to come back to that in a minute. So basketball team, again, why? Why basketball? What's the thing about basketball? Okay. The fun and need the exercise. Well, you look all right. Is your team any good? Only all right. So not... okay. Do you ever win? But not very often? Doesn't sound like a very good team to belong to, does it? Yeah, you're not really encouraging us much here. So do you hope one day that it might improve? Yeah. So it's not perfect at the moment, but you're kind of going on that kind of trajectory, yeah? You're getting there, right, okay, yeah. All right. Anything else? Other things you belong to, things that are important to you? Cricket. Yeah, now, apart from today, because you're not allowed to play because you've got bad ear, haven't you? Yeah. Cricket. Why do you play cricket?
Because it's a good bonding exercise.
Is this on? It's a what?
A good bonding exercise.
Good bonding exercise. Chucking a hard ball at somebody is a good bonding exercise, a good way of bonding with that person. Is that about right? Okay. Anything else? Is your team any good?
Yeah.
Now, hang on a minute, because which teams do you play for now?
The boys, the girls, and the county team.
Just that last one again?
County
team.
Yeah.
So it's not just locally in Bromsgrove. You play for Worcestershire. Mm. Mum loves that, don't you?
Yeah.
I've seen on their fridge at home, they've got this little magnet board which says, what does it say? Karis's agenda. Yeah, so what kit have you got to have ready at what point and all of those kinds of things. But is your team any good?
Yeah. Yes.
It is. Do you play well?
Sometimes.
Okay. And so it's worth belonging to that team?
Yeah.
Yeah, you give your best to it and all that kind of thing. Right, okay. You see where that's going, can't you? Yeah, just let me do something else. Give me your phone a minute. Thanks. I don't know if any of you, yes, that was easy. I don't know if any of you have ever seen Michael McIntyre's comedy programs on TV. Not the ones where he's really rude and naughty, but the ones that he does where it's not turned on. Well, I'm going to turn it back on. I've got an iPhone. I know how to do it. It's turning on. Right. He does this thing on his programs where he takes something that it belongs to somebody else, a mobile phone, and he plays this game with it. Does anybody know where? Send to all. Yeah. And what he does when the phone's woken up, I've got to waffle on a bit now because you turned your phone off. What he does is he goes on the phone, and this is your fault because you taught me how to send text messages on iPhones, or somebody did, on your phone actually, without actually having to sign in and log in, didn't you? Yeah. Are you nervous yet? Yeah. So what he does is, I've still got to keep talking because it's taking forever. What he does is he types this text message. We're ready. And he does this thing called send to all. So he types this random text message and sends it to all of the contacts in the person's phone. Right? The phone that does not belong to him. Okay? Are you all right? Are you going to cry yet? No, okay. You're getting nervous though. Right, okay. So, oh, you got a text message here. Oh, that's not... No, your parents are getting nervous. That's all right. Okay. Oh, that's boring. It just says hi. Anyway, let's do this. So let's think. Right. So let's do this. Right. Okay. I have decided that you all need to know that I am going to stop washing. Please don't be too offended if you notice a slight smell. But it's just the way it's going to be. Do you think this is all right? Shall I send it? Okay, right, send to all. Right, there you go, done. Okay, we'll have a look at that later. What he does is he waits for people to reply. So have I been reasonably fair there? Do you say no? You can laugh as much as you like. If I could have got on hold of your phone, it would have been yours. So, yeah, that would have been so funny, Highways England getting messages, yeah. So, are you nervous? Yeah. So, let me just be kind to you. I didn't really send it. It's just here, though. So, if you want to delete it, you can, yeah. But things that belong to people, things that are important to them, is it better to be careful with them and look after them and treat them fairly or to be mean? Kind. Yeah, look after them. Listen, we belong to a thing that we call church. Okay? On this screen here, it says our vision is to be, under the word belonging, but vision is to be a community of God's people who are living out compassionate, I'm going to explain these words, compassionate care, offering generous hospitality and embracing ways of gracious belonging. We want to show that we are compassionate to people, that when they come to us as a church here, when they get to know about who we are as a church, they can see that it's a place that is worth belonging to. Are we perfect as a church? Put your hand up if you think we're perfect as a church. No, we're not, are we? We never will be because, well, let's face it, we're here. But, you know, church isn't meant to be a perfect place. But what we have got to be is compassionate and caring. We want to be generous when we are doing our hospitality. I don't mean just now about the way Bromsgrove Baptist Church does food. You know, we're very generous with that. But I mean, in everything, our generosity needs to be able to touch people's lives and embracing ways of gracious belonging. Do you know, there are ways in which churches are changing over the years and have been for ever since the church began. And the way that they demonstrate their belonging for people is really important. And there are going to be some things that I know we're going to face as a church that we need to be challenged on. But there are all kinds of different ways in which we want to let people know that we demonstrate our belonging. Covenant partnership. Have you ever heard me talk about this before? Yeah, I'm going to keep banging this drum because it's so important to me. It's so important to us as a church. Our way of coming together and demonstrating our belonging happens through covenant partnership. This isn't about us testing each other or making sure we're perfect or judging each other. Listen, I'll be honest with you. I know some of that went on at this church in the past. It doesn't anymore. I'm not going to let that happen. We need to demonstrate our belonging and our togetherness through covenant partnership. Because when other people look in and some people are included in that way and some are not, they don't understand it. We need to get that clear in our minds and understand that better. Being baptized, we're baptized into the body of Christ. Now, we're going to be having a baptismal service sometime soon when I can get my act together and organize it. And Kira is thinking about being baptized, and so is Michael, and so is Seb. He's not here this morning. There are a couple of the other adults in the congregation as well who are waiting for conversations with me to talk about baptism. We don't get baptized just because the minister says this is a great thing to do. We get baptized to declare our faith publicly, that we want to be part of the body of Christ, that we want to be part of church. So this whole word belonging, you're going to hear me going on about this a lot over the coming months. And actually for the whole of September, our teachings themes in September will be focused on belonging. James, go on to the next slide, because this is the next word. Unoutgrowing. Now, I need some help with this. Pete, this is where you're coming back into play. Come just stand here. Lynn, just come here for a minute, please. And Noah, you come stand this side. And Rebecca, Becky. Yeah, sorry, I forgot what your name was then for a minute. Right, you just come and stand over here. I had to pick you because you're wearing exactly the right top. No, come this side, Lynn. Right, okay. Okay. Now, growing. Let's just work this one out for a minute, okay? You've had longer to grow than he has. So what's happened?
I'm now shrinking.
You're now shrinking. No, the word's growing. The word's growing. Yeah. Now, you haven't had quite as long to grow, but your top says you are going to be the next big thing. So do we have to watch out for you? You're going to keep growing. Is that what it means? Are you all right at the height you are? You're tall enough now, thanks. You can stop growing now. You know, there's somebody else here who's a similar height who keeps telling me how short I am, which is quite rude. You know, when I baptise you, I might just hold you under a bit longer. So are you satisfied with the height you've grown to?
No.
No? You want to be taller? Yeah. Why?
I don't know.
Oh. Would you like him to grow taller? Well, listen, it's going to happen one way or the other. But are you all right this size? You're just fine the way you are, surely. Are you all right this size? You want to grow taller and grow in all kinds of other ways in what you know and can do. You've got an ambition in life, haven't you, to be something particular?
Yeah. Yeah,
well, what's that?
I want to be a pilot.
She wants to be a pilot. Free flights. She wants to be a pilot. You probably will have to grow a bit to do that, won't you? And grow in knowledge and all of that and work out what to do with all these. But let's just come back here a minute. Do you know, on Facebook recently, I saw this thing that said something about a short person being, don't laugh at me because I'm short. God lets people grow until they are perfect, and it didn't take me very long. Pete, it's obviously taken you a bit longer, hasn't it? Yeah, but growing... We're all growing together, aren't we, as church? You can go and sit back down. I've got a bit of a competition that I want us to engage in. Who likes growing plants? Anyone? Anyone likes growing plants? Right, okay. What I want, this is going to create a right mess. This is one of those things that when you're sitting at your desk at home, it's a good idea. But I've realised the error of my ways this morning. Right, Craig, what I want you to do is take this plant away with you, right? Hang on a minute. I've got to rip it out of here. Take this plant away with you. Don't need any mud on it. Right, take one of those because you might want to not make a mess. I want you to take that home, pop it on a window ledge and just leave it be, okay? Right, anybody else want one? Anybody else want one, right? Okay. You're going to have one as well. I'm getting very messy here. Right. Just take that home, put it on a window ledge, do nothing to it, just leave it there. Any of the kids want to be entered into this competition? There'll be a prize at the end of it. Yeah, Ethan does. Oh, that's got no roots at all, that'd be a good one. Okay. Okay, just take that home, okay. Anybody else? Dan, right, okay. Who holds out much hope for these growing? No, okay. Just a minute, you don't need any mud. Oh, roots, there's... extra, yeah. Okay. Are you right, Claire? You worried about the mess? You see how quickly the mother dove in there to get the... that wasn't a good plan. Anybody else want to do this? Who thinks that they're going to win? You're going to take this little plant home and you're going to pop it on your window ledge. Nice sunny window ledge would be the best one for it. Who's going to win? No, not allowed to water it, Lynn. Come on now. The instructions are clear. Take it out of the thing that it's growing in at the moment and shove it over to one side and ignore it. That's the best plan, okay? That's what the competition requires. Who's going to win? No, you're not, because my plants are still in the mud. You reckon you're going to win? You do? Right, well, we'll see. Okay. It's not going to work, is it? David was right in what he just said from behind me there. That's not going to work. That's not the way you grow, is it? You don't grow by taking yourself out of a place where you can get everything you need to grow and just sit over to one side. That's not what church is about. Church isn't a place that we come to get muddy. Church isn't a place that we come to sit on the sidelines and kind of just do our own thing and look in a bit every now and then. But church is a place we come to grow together, to be encouraged together. It talks about spiritual growth on there and life groups and alpha courses. We're hoping to do an alpha course this autumn, so look out for that. Our vision is to be a community of people who are growing in our understanding of our relationship with God, our relationship with God through Jesus, and that our teaching is going to be inspiring, our discipleship is going to be nurturing. We need to stay in the right place, not be separate, not try and do our own thing. We think differently, some of us, about different things, and that's fine. Diversity in amongst that is fine. But the important thing is that we need to stay rooted in everything that God has given us as his church. So is that enough? Could we just miss out the last word? We've done the belonging. We've done the growing. Do we really need the serving? Can't we just miss that one out? Life would be a lot easier, wouldn't it? We'd have a lot less to do, let's face it. So if we just focused on, you know, getting together in our nice little holy huddles and, you know, looking after ourselves, is that enough for church to be like that? No, some are looking, thinking, oh, there's some looks on your face, thinking, that sounds quite appealing. It's not, is it? That's not what church is about. Serving, we want to be people who are living out our faith courageously. We want to be, I'm going to explain these big words as well, innovative outreach, intentional mission. We're doing it on purpose. We're being church at its fullest when we're out and about, we're amongst people, we're sharing Jesus with them. Sometimes that's through big projects, sometimes it's through just simple conversations over coffee, all kinds of different ways. Our outreach, innovative outreach, we use that word because I wanted to demonstrate that, you know, some of the things that God might call us to do and be involved in are going to be challenging, they're going to be different. Now, let me be honest with you here. Out of the three words, the growing, belonging, serving, this is the one that excites me the most and scares the life out of me the most as well, for different reasons. It excites me the most because this is the one that, for me, church is all about. What are we doing once we've got our belonging and our growing and our learning and all of that in place? God wants to use us to serve him, doesn't he? So Friday the 22nd of September, surely we can't let Little Wonders be cancelled on that day just because we're short of a couple of helpers. You know, we need to serve. We need to actually demonstrate to people that they're important to us in the way that we're serving God. The other one, the thing that I say in there about it, this is the one that scares me the most. I was thinking about this earlier on in the week and about the youth hub that, you know, we're part of in working together on. I'm still amazed that when I'm in meetings that are talking about this, people seem to think I know what I'm talking about and how to do this. I haven't a clue. You know, I've been honest enough to say that a few times. That's going to be a really challenging project, but so many opportunities. I was speaking to somebody earlier on in this week from one of the organizations that we're working with who asked me, does your church ever help other people? What do you hope I said? Yeah. There was a reason behind the question. And I said, well, what do you mean? She said, well, we're working with this 16-year-old lad in Bromsgrove who needs some help. Okay, well, what's going on? So she said to me, what do you think he had for his 16th birthday? He lives with his family. What do you think he had for his 16th birthday? I said, well, I don't know. He would have at least had a card and maybe a couple of presents. She said, he had nothing, absolutely nothing. Okay, that's not kind of what I was expecting. Who really here, when they have their birthday this month, wants to receive nothing? It's not how you should... No, I don't, thanks. Stop it. It's not how people show you that you're important and valued, is it? So the question was actually, is there anything the church can do to help us to bless this lad? And he's had a horrible life background. He's really working hard to turn his life around. He's starting college next week. He needs new trainers. He needs new clothes. So yes, we are going to help him. We're going to make a gift out of the fellowship fund to him. So we have no idea yet, do we, what's coming when we start up the youth hub. There are going to be so many opportunities we have to show people that they're important to us. But serving, we've got to get ourselves in the right place as church to serve, haven't we? So I want you to keep thinking about those things, the growing, the belonging, the serving. We're going to think specifically about the serving.